saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is, hey, listen, get my Fat Albert out of there. Find my Fat Albert, Bob. This is a real game. Find my Fat Albert. Let me get the Fat Albert going real quick. Now, listen. Let me ask you guys a question. This is Artis Craig. Artis Craig, this is Roger Craig's brother asking this question. We'll start. Zach, you still there? Zach's gone. Okay, we'll start with anybody that want to take the answer, want to answer this question. What do the Huskers need to do to upset Oklahoma?
I don't really know the answer to that. I mean, I just...
Did you get? Hey, Tavy, get on there.
My bad.
I know you know about Fat Albert, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Fat Albert, much mouth in the gang. Yeah, that was my time, Fat Albert. But no,
learning from each other.
What needs to happen for Nebraska to beat Oklahoma? Oklahoma's going to have to make a lot of mistakes. Nebraska's going to have to play a perfect game. And that's not due to coaching, as I think it is just a lack of talent. And that's why I say that. So I don't think this game has to do with coaching or I don't think they match up.
Yeah.
You know, I just think Oklahoma's a better team to me. Hopefully, again, Mickey can get some things turned around. All I'm looking for out of with Mickey is to see improvement with the kids. I'm really not expecting him to win because, like I say, to me, he's in a bad situation. But I'm just looking for improvement with the kids to see some positivity and some belief from them into him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good start for them to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Tavy. What do we need to do to win?
I think we just got to go out and believe in ourselves, believe in the program, play hard. Like you said earlier, a lot of people don't think that they can, and that's the motivation to do it. Because when we was playing, I don't think we was, when I was here, never was a favorite in any game. And we always figured we was going to win.
We never had that mentality to lose. I don't even know what that means. Even now, I want to win. You know, I'm trying to win at everything I'm doing, winning at life now. But Warfield, same question. What do we need to do to win?
To me, it's discipline and playing physical. I just think that on both sides of the ball, we get dominated at times. I think we go out there and second-guess ourselves. So it's, I see even, like, with the secondary and linebackers, we don't shoot our gaps. We don't we seem like we don't really know what we're doing, like we're lost. So I think we got the talent. Just like any other team, any given for us is college is any given Saturday. But we just it's like we just two steps behind with this team, and like guys don't know their responsibilities. Guys aren't as physical as they should be, and in the big moments, we don't step up to the plate.
Let me ask y'all, because all you guys are defensive backs, and Tavy was a linebacker, but he was defensive back. Did you watch the missed tackles?
Yeah.
Right. What? Tell me, Tavy, you take this first, and then everybody else can chime in. If a running back is running wide open towards you and you're the safety, how do you make that play?
Just habit. Just used to doing it. Because ever since high school, we did not have days where we didn't practice and tackle each other. So tackling was the fundamental. So it was just a fundamental thing that we did all the time, so it was nothing new to do.
Warfield?
But for us, like, our hardest competition was at practice. You know, I don't think we really understood, and a lot of people understand how good we were as a team. Like, I say this to everybody that I talk to. The best competition that we got was in practice every week, because we had to go up against our, you know, our offense. Our offense had to go up against our defense. Mm-hmm. We had some dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, when it came to goal line, it was, you know, it was crunk out there. Like, they were ready
game
to
time.
Go. Yes. Like, they turned the lights on for that. You know, T.O. was into it. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, he don't really get emotional or into stuff like that. And so when we had our competition against each other, it made us that much better. And then the accountability that we had for each other, like, I knew what our front seven was going to do. I knew Jason and Grant were dogs. I knew, you know, our linebacker was going to step up and close any gaps that we had. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said earlier, like, for the defensive backs, we didn't have a whole lot to do, because that front seven was such dogs. And, like, you know, when you go into a game, now it's like, okay, I done faced the best all week. Now I just got to do my responsibility in this game. I don't have to second guess coming up and making this tackle or stepping into this gap. Or I see a pulling guard coming my way. What's what the play is supposed to be? I already know, because we had this in practice. Mm-hmm. Yet I've already seen these big All-American linemen coming at me all week too. So I'm not worried about you trying to run me over. I've had to take punishment from Lawrence and AG all day. Mm-hmm. So I know how to make this play. I know how to make that play in the secondary too. So it was just so much, you know, I hate to compare what the kids have now compared to what we had. You know, we had a great coaching staff, put it that way. Coach Osborne put together a great team of leaders. And when it came to it, they knew how to pick the right guys that worked well with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, we knew what our defensive line was going to do. We knew what our linebacker was going to do. They knew what we were going to do on the back end. So, and the same way with the offense. We didn't have all the big ones. Now, we had some big dogs out there like Stye and Wiegert. Mm-hmm. But we also had some little short, stubby guys out there.
Taylor.
They got the job done.
Right.
You know, they didn't bow down to anybody. And so it was just that accountability for one another, and knowing that we had a great team of coaches that prepared us for that week going into that whatever game we had.
Mm-hmm. Tyrone, open field tackle.
Well, first of all, you got to understand there's a difference when you're talking about an open field tackle and a tackling in a hole.
Yeah.
You tackle in the hole. You address it two different ways.
Okay.
If I got a tackle in a hole, like he's saying, you got a gap to fill, I could come up in there just all out because yep. he ain't got nowhere to go. That's my gap.
Sure.
When you're talking about an open field tackle, especially when you're talking about a running back in the middle of the field against a safety or a corner, now you got to take that on differently. You can't just go run up there, shoot him in the legs or something. He got room to get around you. Mm-hmm. So you have to approach that breakdown, watch his hip, you know, try to leverage him to one side or the other. It's not just going up there opening up. So, again, all of this has to be taught. It has to be practiced. Mm-hmm. You know, you run up there in the open field and just try to hit a guy running back, and he move around, it's touchdown, you know. Hey, give some ground. I'm going to tell you one of the scariest things we were always taught. And I don't care who team, and they might have told it to you. Playing against Barry Sanders, whether you was in the open field or not,
yeah.
don't try to tackle him one-on-one.
Dang, just hold him up.
No, hold who?
Try to hold him up? No, how you going to get it? Let him go?
You contain him.
Right.
Meaning.
Let the cavalry come.
Let the cavalry come. Yeah. If you got him one-on-one in space, you back up. You let him come and kind of leverage and wait for everybody to come. Because if you try to tackle him.
Trick off dive.
You're going to be on ESPN. Highlight.
So wait. Let me ask y'all this. When I turn on the tape and watch all y'all as far as black shirts go. Terrell Farley, I don't know where Terrell is right now, but it seemed like 12 people were flying around to the ball. Was that something that we practiced? All 11, all 12 players to the ball every single time?
It had to be taught first. It had to be taught from your coaches. Then it has to be ingrained in you to want to do it. And then it has to be ingrained in that team to want to do it together. Mm. Every play. And now, again, that goes back to mentality, like he's saying.
Mm-hmm. So let me just take a small break. Canopy Street Market, I just want to throw you a big-time shout-out for all the extra goodies that you gave, the ticket and the captain. So Canopy Street Market, get down there. Go see the guys down at Canopy Street Market. They do such a great job of hooking us up with stuff for the nightcap, if gotcha. You know what I'm saying. Gotcha. Canopy Street Market, man. So, and listen, y'all smell that? You don't smell that, do you? Tyrone, you don't smell that? Mm-mm. Come here, Terrell. Terrell, you don't smell that, Warfield? Do you smell that?
What is it?
You smell it, Tavy? In over there?
I'm in another room.
What is it? What is it?
A chicken sandwich.
A chicken sandwich from Wingstop. www.wingstop.com. We got three locations, 50th and O Street, 29th and Pine Lake Road, or 28th in Superior. Tell them I sent you, and they'll give you whatever flavor kind of chicken sandwich you want. It's the captain. On the ticket, I'm with
Warfield.
I'm with
Tavy.
I'm with
COVID.
Oh, COVID. Come on. I'm with
Coven.
I'm with
T. Hughes.
I'm with Joe Wood. Holla at your boy. We'll be right back. 93.7 The Ticket.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.